Good morning.
Hi, Lars.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
I am doing well. Bunch of different things I wanted to talk with you about. One was I just had a really good conversation with Mary. And we're discussing a lot of these ideas that I discussed with you, and the implementation of that. And also simplifying it, meaning sometimes when you start out with some of these things or you're working with some of these things, you can move in a direction of obviously complicating.
Obviously, because you are excellently, exquisitely good at that.
And so we were discussing, let's say, an issue at hand. And what I was suggesting was, you know, when it seems like nothing is working or there's nothing that is going to address the problem, you know, one of the simplest things that you can do is just take a deep breath, relax, and just rest in this now moment and just make that more important.
Very, very well. Yes, that is excellent.
And that's something that you don't have to think about. You don't have to.
Correct. And it deflates the situation.
Right. And then
generally, if it is something you don't want or you don't like, you are already inflating the situation or the subject. And therefore, if you are moving in the direction of expressing to yourself to relax or appreciate the moment with yourself, that would be deflating the moment.
Right.
Excellent suggestion.
And it isn't about, one of the other ways that we complicate is that we are working to convince ourselves of something, where this is more of like a meditation practice. It's a matter of moving your attention over and over.
I agree. Yes.
And that changes the importance.
Yes.
Or that is the actualization of the changing the importance.
I would agree.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So I've been thinking about a potential new business, and I've actually been reading a very helpful book on, you know, how people have been building simple businesses out of either doing what they like or noticing that they want to buy something that's not available that they could offer, that's out there. But it's sort of, let's say, building a business that's it's an individual that's doing the business. And I've actually figured out what I would like to do. It's just a matter of getting more specific on things.
Very well.
And I think this direction is appropriate for me because it does involve my intent, my talent, and my own personal passions here, which is to develop I was talking about this again with Mary. My sense is that so much of this is so much easier than the way most of us approach it most of the time.
I would very much agree.
That I could develop very specific exercises that people could listen to or work with that would make it so much easier to, you know, get out of that resistance, get out of that dissatisfaction, the fear, wherever they're stuck, to back to being more satisfied, more soothed. And it's you know, obviously you can hear about it once, but you have to practice it in order to make it a part of your life. And you could develop exercises that would help make that more of a, you know, a daily habit. It would make identifying the sources of dissatisfaction, right? What are we fighting over here with? That's the first part. And then second would be...
That is in itself tremendously significant, because most individuals don't recognize what it is that they are fighting with. They don't see what they are doing as being the fight.
Right. And so that would be the first thing, convincing... Recognize, and again, everyone will say that they want to be happy, right? So you could always dangle that out there, that as you move in directions that are more satisfying, less dissatisfying, you know, less agitating, more soothing, you will naturally create more moments of happiness.
Definitely. And so, I would also say that in that... I would say that people respond very well to methods. They respond very well to defining situations to them, and then expressing a method that will alter the situation in which they can then be happy.
Right. So that's exactly specifically what I'm talking about, because that's what I do in my everyday life. So that's my passion.
Precisely. I would agree.
And so then the question is, you know, I don't want to rush this. This is something that I you know, it's a passion, so it's obviously something that I want to do as best that I can. But I also want to, you got to figure out a way also to present it to people so that they recognize that they can get something out of this course that they want, right?
Yes.
And so then figure out a way to combine the two, that by doing this, it will help you get in more of what you want, but not to be too broad, too general. I don't think books are a good idea, because books are, you know, 400 pages of packed information that people will look at once and not go back to, generally.
Correct.
And so I think more like recorded exercises that can be done in specific situations would be more beneficial.
I would agree.
Okay.
And I would express that it is also a matter of genuinely evaluating what you want to do, because this is something that you could actually move in a direction of doing workshops or seminars, and then also incorporating recordings of the exercises. And therefore, you are actually expressing to the individuals, you are explaining to them, and then you also have recordings of exercises that will help them individually to implement what you are expressing.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. That's the way, when I look out there, where I see that, people value that they work with that for, you know, and if you look in various forums of are out there, people will work with that for quite a bit of time, and there's all different ways to expand and add on to that over time.
Yes. And I would express that people also respond very well to example. Therefore, they want to look at someone as being an example. They like teachers.
Yes.
Because you can give practical examples of how something is implemented and then how it is successful, that gives them information that they can actually engage.
Right, and that's another reason why, and I even wrote this down, is my preference in order to implement this. Again, it's not something I'd want to rush out there because it would be my heart and soul into it, is that I would prefer to get a standard job while I continue to develop this.
Very well.
So that I'm not preoccupied with money issues and trying to rush something.
I'm understanding, which I would be very much encouraging of you in. I would say that it is a matter of genuinely recognizing what people pay attention to and what they want or what they perceive they need. Now, when you are actually engaging with people, you will begin to see, even in engaging conversations with them, you will begin to recognize that most individuals don't use their imagination much. Most individuals express difficulty in even defining what it is that they themselves are doing or feeling. Therefore, most individuals want to have a teacher in front of them that tells them what to do and how to do it. Because thinking about it themselves, they generally will express that they are blank, or they will express repeatedly, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Because they are unaccustomed to directing themselves.
Right.
They actually want to be directed. They express that they don't want to be directed, but they actually do.
And that's an area where I think you could also develop other exercises like, what do I not like about myself? Let's start there.
Yeah.
There you will lay 80% of your dissatisfaction.
Definitely. Definitely. But that also is something that individuals will connect with better if they have someone giving them examples.
Oh, right, right. Obviously. And right, because I would say, what is the first thing that pops up in my head, right? Oh, I should be doing better. That's my number one source of dissatisfaction, probably.
And then it is a matter of defining what is that better.
Well, it pops up in different time periods in different ways. Right? Because it would be,
yes,
whatever is my issue, I should be doing better with that.
Correct. Correct. And that is the point.
So, and like, if it's...
It isn't just the one general expression.
Right. If it's up, I'm concentrating on being more directing, then it's popping up there. If it's concentrating on finding a job, it's popping up there.
Correct.
If it's concentrating on exercising, it's popping up there.
Precisely. Yes. Yes. I would be exceptionally encouraging of you, my friend. I would say that this would be an avenue that you actually could be considerably successful at.
Thank you. Thank you. I really, like, literally the ideas just pop up in my head throughout the day continuously on a continuous basis of ways to expand on it or add to it or dig into it.
Is excellent. And you have been moving in that direction for a time framework now. Therefore, you have experience with it. You have an understanding of it, and I would also express that you have a talent for articulating what you are expressing in concept.
Mm-hmm.
Which is important. I would say that there are many individuals that might think about a particular direction or implement something themselves, but they don't know how to explain what they're doing.
I understand. That's, yeah. Like, even in writing out my questions to you, the way that I was going to bring this up with you, I'm very precise in a way.
You are.
What I'm trying to bring up.
I agree. You are. And that is an important factor. And you also express the concepts in a manner that is simple, that other individuals can understand.
And that's the whole point.
Precisely.
That's where I think I could add my value is on the simplification and from experience.
I definitely agree.
And then the other thing I was thinking of is I'm not limiting it to the, in fact, I don't think I would even go in that direction of the you create your reality thing.
I'm understanding.
Because this is more about anybody who is, you know what, I've got a good job, I've got a family, but I'm just not, something's missing.
Precisely. And I would express that this is what I have expressed pastly in relation to this shifting consciousness, that individuals are shifting regardless of what avenue they move in and what information they give themselves. And there is a tremendous fertile ground to move in many, many, many directions in relation to individuals becoming more self-directing. They don't have to be entirely aware that they are creating their reality.
Mm-hmm.
That will come eventually. But they don't have to be aware of that yet. What is important is that they are empowered and that they are moving in directions in which they are being more self-directing.
Right, that they have choices.
Yes, precisely.
Cool, very cool.
I would say that there is definitely a very large audience for that.
Yeah, I did a quick Google search on, I was just curious the other day, and I was like, how to be happier, right? And it was suggestions like make more friends, exercise more.
And what I would say to you is, in relation to those suggestions, they are actually valid. But when you present them in that manner, most individuals will look at those answers and be tremendously discouraged.
And they don't address the actual dissatisfaction, how the individual creating the dissatisfaction to begin with.
Precisely. And that type of answer, make new friends or make more friends, that is an answer that I would say most individuals would respond to in a very discouraged and disappointed capacity. Their initial reaction would likely be, how do I do that?
Right.
Therefore, you are giving them answers that, or that was giving answers, that the individuals don't know how to implement.
Right. And it's very, very sort of imprecise. There's not a lot of, there's just as we were talking about, there's opportunity to add value.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Question on, me and Mary were also discussing this. But even as I was thinking about, you know, acknowledging and moving my attention, one of the other complications that I believe I tend to look for too many things to appreciate. Not that that's necessarily bad, but meaning an easier way. If I look at my dissatisfactions, right, there, I could come up with three of them that probably explain 75% of my anxiety or dissatisfaction, at least at the moment. And for appreciations, it's probably a lot easier if I just have two or three things that I just consistently appreciate and can express more of that energy in my life a lot easier.
Yes, I would agree. Because that is simplifying.
Right.
Not complicating.
Because it's the energy. It's not about the item. It's about the energy.
Correct.
Okay. Now, another question. We talked about this last time, which was increasing confidence related to intentions. And one of the things I was asking was, if I simply ask myself this question, could I allow myself to have the intention? And I answer yes. It seems to momentarily build my confidence.
Agreed.
And so the question, could I trust myself that I am creating this? Yes. And so what I was thinking of is that is the more you did that, the more you would naturally move away from the questioning and the doubts by simply reminding yourself to, can you trust yourself Like, I could trust myself for a moment. If I could trust myself for a moment, I could do that for more moments. If I could do it for more moments, I could do it for most of the day.
I would agree.
Okay.
I would definitely agree and express an encouragement in that. I would say that this actually is the principle that has built the establishment of Alcoholics Anonymous or other organizations that address to what you think of as addiction, this very principle. If you can do this in one moment, you don't have to concern yourself with a lifetime or with a long period of time. It is doable in this moment. Can I do this for this moment? Now, what I would say to you in that is that when you are engaging people that aren't addressing to something such as an addiction, so to speak, when you are engaging people that are expressing dissatisfaction or unhappiness or depression or anxiety, you are addressing to people in relation to feelings. And in that, it is a situation in which the individual themselves doesn't have as much to grasp onto when you say, can you trust yourself in this moment? Can you trust yourself simply for now, in this moment? They may not know what that means.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I totally agree. This is more for myself.
Understand, but what I am expressing is everything that you and I are discussing in relation to you can also be used in the direction that you want to move in.
Right, right.
And that is a consideration to think about and to address to, perhaps using yourself as an example in that. In a particular moment, whatever the difficulty is, whatever the situation is that you might not be trusted, how do you address to that and express to yourself that you can trust yourself?
Right, and what I usually will fall back on, what do I trust? And kind of link my way to this moment, meaning I've done this in the past. I've had plenty of experiences that convince me that, you know, it's not the, I'm not completely subject to the traditional way of doing things. I trust you. So it's like I'll have those bridges that alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
I very much agree.
those previous experiences, those, all that, right? That can get you to that moment of trust.
Correct.
Right. The feeling issues is very, 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 like, that's obviously where the challenge is, right? 'Cause
very much so. And this is the reason that I continue to express to individuals, do not follow the feeling, because that is what you are tremendously accustomed to doing.
Now, what about when you say do not follow the feeling? What does the individual say? Well, then I don't know what to do. So why not tell them what to do? Meaning
that is the point. That is the direction that you are moving in.
Okay.
That you would be sharing with them. That is precisely what I expressed to you previously. This is something that people definitely want. They want you to tell them what to do. They want you to tell them which direction to move in.
Right.
And how to express differently.
Now, you've talked in the past about 30 to 50 emotional communications per day.
Yes.
But I was thinking about this the other day, is when you're in a mood, you're continuously hitting that, bumping up against that.
Precisely.
What percentage, how often are people generally in a mood? Is there any way
That is an excellent question. And what I would say to you is, first of all, obviously, it definitely depends on the individual. Because some individuals are more inclined to be generating moods because of what they automatically pay attention to. Now, individuals that definitely automatically follow feelings, they are much, much more likely to be generating moods frequently.
Don't all individuals normally follow feelings? I mean, unless they're very popular.
Actually, no. What I would say is all of you follow feelings to varying degrees. But there are a fair number of individuals that don't necessarily follow feelings automatically, or don't follow most of them. And many of those individuals, there are varying factors with them also. Some of them, perhaps many of them, aren't actually paying attention to most of their feelings and aren't identifying them. Therefore, they aren't following them because they aren't even paying attention to having them.
Oh, okay.
I would say that then there are individuals that do recognize some of their feelings, not all of them, and they generally won't necessarily follow their feelings unless they are intense. Therefore, if they are angry at something, they will likely follow that. Or if they are significantly sad about something, they will follow that. Or if they are very excited about something. Now, the difficulty is that what most individuals don't recognize is that it doesn't matter whether a feeling is what you term to be good or bad. following them leads you in a direction that is not necessarily good.
Right.
Even if the feeling is good. Because it moves you in a direction in which you are not paying attention to what is beneficial to you.
Right, you're trying to be pain.
Precisely. You are following a signal. You aren't following information. You are simply following a signal, and that generally will lead you in a direction that is uncomfortable. In this, then there are people that are genuinely looking at their feelings at times and are evaluating to themselves what is motivating that feeling, what is creating that feeling. And they generally won't follow the feeling in those situations either. But what I would say is that most people do follow the feeling.
Okay.
The number or the percentage of people that don't follow the feelings is relatively considerably smaller.
Okay. Another scenario I was thinking of is that if, like, I know from my own experience, if I am doing a meditation or something, practice, for a period of time following that practice, I may be not following the feeling, but if it catches me at another time, then I'll just be swept up in it.
Precisely. This is the reason that I have emphasized, especially more recently, to individuals to be practicing expressing certain expressions to themselves constantly when they aren't caught in something.
Mm.
That they ask themselves that question, why is this so important? Or what is important? Throughout their day when they aren't engaging anything significant. Because the more you do that when you aren't engaged in something, then when you are engaged in something, that becomes automatic, that you will remember to ask yourself those questions then also. Because that is one of the significant difficulties that most individuals have, is that they have the information, but they don't remember it in the situations in which it is important.
Interesting. Yeah, that's a tough one, because everyone's going to start out just using it to address, get rid of the feeling or want.
Precisely. And that isn't generally successful. And most of the time, most individuals won't remember in the moment those methods, those questions, those actions to do that would turn the situation. Even in something as simple as appreciating. When someone is in the midst of a conversation or a conflict with another individual, they aren't thinking about what can I appreciate about this? Or what can I appreciate about anything?
Right.
They are fixing their attention on what is happening in the interaction that they are engaged with, and and they are very focused on what they are feeling about that. But they aren't necessarily defining what they are feeling. They are simply feeling. Therefore, if you or I were to spontaneously pop into a situation in which two other individuals were engaging in some type of conflict with each other, and either of us asked one of the individuals what they were feeling in the moment, they would likely initially be stunned and not actually be able to answer that question. They would have to actually think about it and evaluate, what am I feeling? They know they are feeling something. They know they are uncomfortable, but they can't necessarily define what it is that they are feeling in that moment, because they aren't actually paying attention to it in relation to what is happening. The idea of that feeling being a signal and that there is some communication happening is absolutely foreign to them in that moment.
Well, that would be a big part of the exercise I would do, is tying the feeling to what you're believing at the moment.
Yeah.
Or what you're concentrating on.
And then, I would definitely agree.
Right, and then trying to, just get more and more aware of what are the common feelings and what they're tied to, so where you're normally your concentrations that you're normally focusing on. When you're dealing with a mood, have you given different advice for dealing with a mood versus a feeling, or is it just a matter of repetition? I don't recall anything specific on moods.
Moods are somewhat difficult because at that point you have paid attention to a feeling to such a degree and you have followed it to such a degree that you have allowed it to influence everything you are doing. You have allowed it to become an entire hue of your reality at that point. Therefore, you are looking through a lens in which everything then seems blue or yellow or red. It colors everything at that point. Moods are somewhat more challenging to address to, because at that point the person is very much in the throes of following the feeling to the extent that they can't see anything else. This is what creates panic attacks. This is what creates depression.
All right.
And the individual has completely lost sight of the feelings being signals at all. The feelings have become their guide and all-consumingly important. Now, in that, that is a matter in which the individual may require, depending on the severity of it or the intensity of the mood, it may require the individual to be incrementally paying attention to different directions, anything that can actually distract them away from the feelings. And generally speaking, that usually involves some type of physical distraction. It isn't something that they can simply think about.
I've found that, I believe, you know, I've done in the past what I call those open focus exercises, which are these guided meditations, and it moves your attention, you know, somewhat throughout your body, around your experience. And those are, I think, very effective at addressing a mood.
How so?
In other words, after the exercise, the mood, if it's still there, is so much lighter part of your experience. Because the guided exercises, you know, you may put your attention on your feet and the sensations and the space involved there and your lower legs and move through your body. And
precisely, because you are focusing on your senses.
So you're right. So it's an exercise at distraction.
Yes.
To yes. Agree.
But in that, as you are expressing very similarly, you are focusing on something physical. You are focusing on your senses. You aren't merely focusing on a concept.
Right. Get them out of their mind.
Correct. You are focusing on something that they can actually physically pay attention to. Whether it be their body or whether it be some other experience or whether it be some action or simply using their senses differently. But in relation to the varying degrees or intensities of moods, that is generally the most effective.
And I there's another area that I want to develop is that, in other words, the open focus exercises they can get boring and repetitive, which is why I don't do them more often. But I wonder if there's ways to make that process, like even like we talk about, right, coming back to noticing that you're fine, you're okay now, just kind of build that into a lengthier process so that by the end of the exercise, you end up, you know, well, hey, my mood is actually a lot lighter than it was.
Correct.
All right. Okay.
And those are also excellent directions to develop when you are, as you expressed, not wanting to interpret the same expression over and over again. Most individuals become bored with that.
Exactly.
Therefore, it is a matter of developing new methods in which you can continuously expand on. You can continuously move in new directions, but always in a simple capacity.
Right, that can translate to regular life.
Yes.
Move your attention to notice this aspect of your experience, that you are safe in a physical safe spot. Like that's something that could be readily translated to, you know, addressing panic at other times if you practice it enough.
Correct, correct. I would very much acknowledge and encourage you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would say this is an excellent direction for you.
It's funny when I always share my sessions, and I'm always thinking in the back of my head that people are probably like, oh, my God, he just goes on about the same topics over and over.
Actually, no. I would say that actually most individuals that connect with your conversations with myself, that isn't their perception at all.
Oh. That's good to hear. Question. I had a question about the word or the exercise of enough. And in the past, we talked about how you can alter your relationship with any subject with enough.
Correct.
Expressing enough. However, the actual implementation of that is not as easy.
Okay.
Or not as... It gets very dissatisfying to keep expressing enough.
In what capacity?
Anytime I practice that for any length of time, I find myself perhaps getting more agitated over time. Not like for a little bit here and there, I don't have that issue. But maybe I'm trying to do it in too ambitious of a way.
Very well. Therefore, express an example.
Well, let's say I wanted to alter my relationship with money. And so I just, well, maybe that's not a good example.
Actually, that is a good example, because if you are beginning with a perception that you don't have enough money,
okay,
and are expressing that you do have enough, I can agree that could become tedious and that you aren't actually giving yourself much evidence of that. You are simply expressing a type of mantra.
Right. Okay.
And I would say that something in that vein likely would be unsatisfying. That is the point of actually not merely saying to yourself that you have enough or that you are enough or that something is enough, but actually moving your attention to what is enough.
You know what it reminded me of? You once mentioned back, you said, you'll know if you are thinking rather than doing because you'll generally become agitated.
Correct.
And so I thought that was a perfect example.
Yes, and it is. Because that is the point. It isn't merely a matter of thinking about enough, but moving your attention to what actually is enough. Giving yourself evidence, giving yourself examples, even in relation to that subject of money, in that you generally, when you think you don't have enough money, you are thinking about something you want or something you need or something you should be doing involving money that is, in your perception, not small.
Correct. And maybe not even today.
Correct. And in that, your automatic perception is you don't have enough money. And that is the point in which you move your attention to now, and you aren't expressing theoretically that you have enough money, but that you are looking at now and you can actually tell yourself specifically that for today, everything that you need or everything you want or everything that you perceive you have to do that involves money, you do have enough for.
That's excellent. And so as I start this process, right, I'm already thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, the kids are going to want to go to college in a few years. That's a tremendous expense. You know, I don't have a job. I don't have income yet. And so I have all these concentrations pre-existing.
Yes.
And so it sounds like if I can keep moving in that other direction, I can change those importances.
Precisely.
And that's...
And that you can definitely reinforce. Because if you are thinking about today, if you are being more present, and you are reinforcing yourself by expressing, but I do have enough for whatever I need or want today, then it changes the scenario entirely because it empowers you. Because if you have enough today, you are doing something that is making that happen.
So, like, I just went grocery shopping this morning and I had enough money for it.
Precisely.
And maybe I want to go fill the car with gas. I have enough money for that.
Yes. Which seems or sounds very simplistic.
And small.
Sounds in some manners unrealistic, but in actuality, it isn't. Because what people don't realize is that they do the opposite on a daily basis, in which they do have enough money for what they need or what they want or what they perceive they have to engage for today, but they say repeatedly throughout the day, they are actually generating the reverse mantra. They are saying over and over again, I don't have enough. I don't have enough money for this. I don't have enough money for that. I don't have enough. I don't have enough.
And not necessarily saying it in thought.
Precisely. No, they are actually saying it aloud. They aren't only thinking it.
Right.
And in that, what they don't realize is that those words are expressing a tremendous amount of power because it is changing their energy.
Okay, I'm gonna definitely work with that because that's much better than just simply expressing, oh, it's enough, it's enough.
Correct. It isn't a matter of simply saying that or simply thinking that. It is a matter of engaging it.
Right, right.